You're listening to Know This Trivia, where two besties ask useless trivia questions about random topics. And today, hello, Jeremy. Welcome back.
Was good. Know this.
And today, Jeremy, we're ending our blockbuster summer season with our third episode of the Star Wars trilogy of trilogies of the Know This Trivia trilogy. And are you excited?
Yeah, this is our last episode of the summer season. And hey, stay tuned for our next seasons afterwards. We're going to go on a slight break just to prepare for it. But afterwards, we got a whole new slew of seasons just for you. Anyways,
we're going on a break with our favorite podcast.
It's Know This Trivia.
Okay,
but yeah, everybody stay tuned, but for now let's just enjoy our finale of finales, the trilogy of trilogies, the Star Wars sequels of sequels to come.
Ooh, you got that right. So we are covering the sequel trilogy, better known as episode 7, 8, and 9. Which I like 7, but 8 and 9
can go to hell, man. They can be buried. We don't need to talk about those. Let's just focus on 7. That's the only one I care about.
We don't have to talk about 8 or 9. 8 was fine. 9 was stupid.
They were both not good.
All right, we're gonna stick with what we've been doing for the past two episodes. We're gonna do a little short, little trivia, fast paced questions in the beginning. And then in the second half of the episode, we're going to talk about each movie and some interesting little tidbit about them and see how that goes. You ready, Jeremy?
Tickle my biddles.
All right. Can you name all three movies? What are they called?
Yeah, easy. All right. 7 is...
The Penis Awakens.
hey, that helps. That helps a lot. The Force Awakens.
Yeah, because I gave you basically.
hey, that's not on me, man. All right.
Okay.
I count it as a clean point right there. I get that point.
All right. Well, this is an official question.
So episode 8 is The Last Jedi. And then episode 9 is The Rise of the Skywalker. Or Rise of Skywalkers or something.
I'll take both. I don't know which one's the right one. All right. Okay, Jeremy, we're going to do a little quiz on how much you remember from the sequel trilogy. Hopefully you remember more than the original trilogy, since this one's more recent, since you recently watched it. We'll see.
If you ask me dumb questions about freaking planets again, then no, I won't do better. But, you know, let's ask some sensible, realistic questions. All right.
What?
Hit it. All right. Give me the good stuff.
It's all about planets. What do you mean sensible?
It's not called Planet Wars. All right. It's called Star Wars. Okay.
All right. You know what? Okay. Question 1. At the beginning of The Force Awakens, Resistance pilot Poe Dameron received something vitally important that Kylo Ren and the stormtroopers are desperate to retrieve. What is it?
The map to find where the Last Jedi is.
Who is that?
R2-D2.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, what? That's not that?
No.
You said, who is that? Is it CP3O?
Who is the Last Jedi?
oh, that's who you're asking. I thought the map was in somebody.
Oh, my God.
So I gave you the answer, bro. Like, that was the correct answer.
Who is it?
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, you're right. All right. In The Last Jedi, what happens when Snoke orders Kylo to kill Rey?
Kylo kills Snoke instead.
All right. There you go. Good job. Point for you. What else?
Goddamn waste of a character.
Okay. We're going to talk about that later. Who was the original owner of the Skywalker family lightsaber?
The original owner?
Yeah. The first owner of that lightsaber.
The first owner of that thing is it is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No. Obi? What?
Yeah, doesn't he give his lightsaber to Anakin? And then Anakin's lightsaber becomes Luke Skywalker's lightsaber?
No, I don't know if it's Obi's though. Maybe he just had like, oh, hey, we okay. made one. Here's for you.
Okay, well, then it's Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, okay, yeah, half a point. How did Rey get that Skywalker lightsaber?
She found it at that weird lady's place that was in the jungle.
Okay, do you know what that
and stuff?
You remember what that lady's name was?
She was voiced by somebody famous.
I think it was Lupita Nyong'o. No.
Oh.
Well, do you know what the character's name was? No, don't remember.
No, God.
Reminds me of some alien name. Taz.
Kaz.
Oh, close. Just a different. Maz. Almost there.
Paz.
It was Maz.
Jazz.
Okay. All right.
What was it?
Maz.
Oh.
Like razzmatazz. Wait, what? No. Maz.
Raz like Raz? Maz like Raz.
Like Raz, Maz. Maz. I'm trying to find another question so that maybe you have a
what
chance.
What a great end of the season.
Woo! Just like how it started.
Rocky.
Okay. In The Last Jedi, Luke Skywalker reluctantly agrees to train Rey in the ways of the Force. According to Luke, what prompted Kylo to destroy the new Jedi Order?
He found out that Luke was going to attack him. So he was
Who found out? Oh, Kylo.
Yeah.
You're correct. Good job. Why did he want to kill Kylo, though?
Because he's a dumbass uncle, right?
What?
All right, he should know better. That was his nephew.
Well, he knew what was something happened to Kylo. Kylo was getting corrupted. Like he was
okay,
like,
okay, all right, Clint. All right, next time when you perhaps become an uncle, I'm gonna tell that kid that he better watch out. All right, because Uncle Clint, all right, if he senses some supposedly quote unquote evil in you, he's gonna go attacking. All right. He kind of became evil because of this. Because technically, there wasn't any evil before, right?
That's true.
Because like Luke was sensing the evil that he was going to have that got ignited because of what Luke did.
So it's kind of like... Okay, it's Luke's fault. All right.
Goddamn Skywalkers.
And he's hosting this episode. I don't trust him anymore. All right, and finally, in Rise of Skywalker... Rey finally learns the truth about her origins. What does she learn about herself?
Well, technically, in The Last Jedi, she learns that her parents were just nobodies, even though supposedly they were somebodies in the first one. So what goddamn dumbass, non-continuous mixture of directors and storylines crap was that? Who knows? But in Rise of Skywalker, she finds out that she's actually a Palpatine.
Dun, dun, dun. Unlimited power for Rey. Yeah, that was so weird. I was like, huh? But yeah, that was it for the first round, man. All those questions came from funtrivia.com. If you want some fun trivia, go to funtrivia.com.
Funtrivia.com. Know this podcast.
Not sponsored. Anyways, so yeah, that's it for the first round, first part of the episode. We're going to take a little break. We'll get into the interesting tidbits about each movie in the second half. Bye. And we are back to our final Star Wars episode. And let's get into the second round, Jeremy. We're going to focus on The Force Awakens, the seventh episode of the Star Wars saga, the much-awaited, much-anticipated return of the Star Wars universe. Everyone was so hyped about it. I think it lived up to the hype when it first came out. It was like nostalgia, like seeing characters that they haven't seen in movies since... I don't know when the prequels ended. You should know. When did it end?
Like 2006 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. That's a long time. That's not that long. 10 years.
It was like 10 years.
2006. Are you sure? Okay, you were close. It was 2005. All right, I'm sorry. It was long, but you know, it got people really excited. The Star Wars was coming. They're going to get introduced to new characters. And it was, I mean, Star Wars is already a big deal, and it made it even an even bigger deal with like the new generation. Yeah. It made it known to like the younger audience. And I think, no, it didn't get me because I already watched stuff before that, but whatever. Anyways, the theme of like the second half, a lot of the questions are going to be like cameos because mm-hmm. Star Wars was already really famous. A lot of people wanted to be part of the new movies. And then, but J.J. Abrams, when he started The Force Awakens, he wanted to follow the same system that George Lucas had, where he hired not famous actors for the movies. Oh, okay. So there was a bunch of famous people that wanted to be in the movies, but because, you know, J.J. Abrams was like, you know, I'm going to go with what George Lucas did, not have famous actors in the movies. So he went with, yeah, that's why we never heard of Daisy Ridley until, you know, until whenever this came out. And what's his name? And John Boyega. So, you know, but there was famous people that actually made cameos in the movies. So in The Force Awakens, there's a certain famous, no, that's too big of a hint. There's a certain famous actor that appears in the movie as a stormtrooper. So he doesn't show his face, but he is in it. Can you guess who the actor Ooh. Is? He is a good shot.
He's a good shot.
He looks good in a suit.
I feel like I've heard of it because like I feel like I've definitely seen like talk shows that talked about uh-huh. it. Like he'd be like, hey, yeah. Let's see it.
Yeah.
But he's a good shot.
He looks good in a suit. Adele. That's another hint.
Oh, Adele. Daniel Craig?
Yeah, it was Daniel Craig. He was in the movie. He was the stormtrooper in which Rey did the mind trick on. Like, that was Daniel Craig.
I didn't know it was that one. Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, Daniel Craig was in it. He was in the, wherever they were shooting, he was there too, shooting mm-hmm. something. And then in The Last Jedi, there was another famous actor that showed up in a cameo. He played an alien. He was in the casino. I don't know if you remember that casino. Hints are Robin, Summer, Looper.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, he was in it. That's him. He was he played the alien called Slow and Low. I don't think they ever mentioned his name in the movie, but that's the alien's name and he was in it. I don't know.
Did he have a speaking part or was he just like there?
He did. He was the alien that was telling the police that Finn and Rose were parking illegally outside of the casino.
Okay.
That was that. You know, I don't know. I don't remember, but that's what the website said.
Like, I remember the scene, but I don't remember like the person or who it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if he actually talked. Well, I don't know. Whatever. And then also in The Last Jedi, there was an actual cameo of two royals. Shout out to our Princess Diana episode, but there was a cameo of two royals. Can you guess who the two royals were that were in
it? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
What would they be playing as?
The royal people of some planet or some crap like that.
You got Prince Harry right. There's another person. It wasn't Meghan Markle.
Okay, it was Prince Philip.
Okay, yeah, because he can.
He was Palpatine.
No, he's gonna haunt your ass. Oh my god. Oh, it was not someone younger than
Prince Charles. Okay. I don't remember what his brother's name was.
Okay, yeah, it's his brother. It's Prince William. So,
Prince William, that's what it was. I was like, I know Henry, he has a uh-huh. brother, and then his dad is Charles, but I can't
Henry?
Remember the
brother. Who's Henry? Name.
William.
Harry.
Harry. The names is not my thing. All right, let's just pass.
Literally. Okay. So they actually made cameos as stormtroopers in The Last Jedi, but it got cut out. The scene was actually cut out.
Oh.
Can you guess why it was cut out?
Because they could not follow orders.
Oh. Prince William and Prince Harry couldn't follow orders?
Nope. They're trying to show their face all the time, and they're like, oh. Ooh, gotta take off my helmet. Oh,
you can't wheel hot in this helmet.
My ginger locks. You know, I gotta show them off.
Have you seen Prince William? There's no locks there. It's just a bald spot.
Yeah, it was too shiny, man. There was too much of a glare.
Close, not really. They were cut out because they were too tall, amongst the other stormtroopers, because they're like, I think they're like six something. And most, the other stormtroopers are like 5'9", 5'10". So they're like, they're just going to stick out like a sore thumb. They're going to be like, who the hell are those tall ass stormtroopers? I mean,
then you could be like, it's Prince Harry and Prince William.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded that because I don't think I would even notice. Because it was just like a walking scene, you know, like a group of stormtroopers. Yeah. You'll just see two ones that are tall as
fuck. I feel like they have that nowadays. Like in The Mandalorian, when they had stormtroopers, I feel like they probably had like different sizes to just give it variety.
Ah, that's true.
Finn was technically pretty big. Isn't he tall?
He's like 5'10".
Oh, really? He's not that tall?
From what I Googled.
He's a little shorty.
What does that leave for the rest of us?
You guys are real short.
All right. And then finally, in The Rise of Skywalker, there's another cameo. I don't think you'll get this. I just wanted to put it in just to like honor him.
Yeah, let's do it.
But I guess what's the hint? Music. Lots of famous movies. Music.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Close. It was actually John Williams. I don't know if you know who that is.
Oh, no? Well, yeah. Isn't he a composer?
Yeah. He is the composer of all the Star Wars movies, I think. And he was also the composer for Jaws, Superman, E.T., the Home Alone movies, Indiana Jones, the first two Jurassic Park movies, the first three Harry Potter movies, and Schindler's List. And... he was able to play a bartender in the cantina on Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know what the planet's name is. But he was a bartender. And I think it was just like to honor, you know, all the stuff that he's composed for Star Wars. He was able to be on there. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I was like, oh, that's like nice.
Wait, so why was your hint music, a bunch of movies, and then music again?
Because he made a bunch of music for all the movies, for all those movies.
But why do you have to say music twice?
I didn't know what else to say in the end.
Because I thought it was Justin Timberlake because it was, he started off doing music and then he did some acting and then he did music again.
Nah, so man, you gotta think. You gotta think simple. Keep it simple, stupid.
But you reused the same hint. All right, I was like, why? There had to be some reason. Okay,
let's do it over. A writer of music.
No, no, I'm over it. Let's just go to the next one. Skip.
Okay.
Pass. All right.
Some interesting tidbits about each movie. In the Last Jedi, you know, the porgs, the little cute little animals, whatever stuff. And there's the creative supervisor, Neil Scanlan, was tasked for making that creature. Can you guess what three creatures the porgs are a mix of?
Penguins.
Uh-huh.
That's one. Sea otters. No, seals. Seals.
Okay.
That's one. What else do they look like?
Third one.
They look a little derpy looking. Seagulls.
Okay. All right. You lost me a seagull. I'm going to do over on that
one. Seagull? I don't know, man.
What?
A penguin and a seal, and that's basically it. I don't know. A lion, because they're kind of orange and stuff.
Okay.
Tiger.
All right. You got one out of three. You got the seal right. It's actually, more specifically, it's a baby seal. And then, not penguin, but a puffin. And
Okay.
The third one is an owl. So that was the mixture of those three creatures.
Okay. I can see the shape being a little owl shaped.
Yeah. I don't even remember what they look like.
You don't remember what they look like? They made like stuffed animals.
Yeah, they're cute, but
they're like there just to be cute. And that was like the only reason. It was for Disney to sell all their merchandise.
Yeah, they're kind of ugly. Never mind. And another interesting tidbit for, I guess this goes with The Force Awakens. I know I'm getting like out of order, but this will hit like all the movies, but there was several different actors connected to like the famous roles. So like Kylo Ren and Rey, and also as Finn. So for Kylo Ren, there was a certain British actor that actually auditioned for that role. And he, I think, yeah, he was already famous by when this movie came out. Can you guess who that British actor is, or English actor? A hint is physics. Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, because he's British.
Yeah. Oh, British. Oh, my God. British? I don't know. John Boyega.
What? No.
He might have been a physics professor.
It's a white English actor.
We did physics?
A physics movie.
A physics movie?
Is he physics? Yeah. Relative theory. Theory of relativity.
Yeah. I was thinking that guy. Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah, yeah. So he said in an interview that he auditioned for the role of Kylo Ren, and he didn't get it.
I want to see him do a villain. Like, he doesn't have that villain look yet right now. Like, he's like that guy, like that timid, like underdog character to him. Uh-huh.
But I feel like British people can play villains really well. I don't know. The British accent just sounds evil. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah.
To the revolution.
Okay. All right. And then for the role of Rey, there's four actors that I saw that were connected to the role of Rey. One is they're all pretty famous. One is super famous now because of a certain Disney show, Disney Plus show. Then the other one is she's just a big movie star. And then the other one is engaged to a football player, an NFL player. I don't know if you're going to guess that. So just try to guess, whatever. Just give me maybe one or two. There's four actresses that I saw were connected.
Actresses.
Some hints. Yeah, actresses to the role of Rey. And then actually there's five. I'm sorry. There's five. The other one that I missed, she's also super famous now. She's Irish. That's a pretty big hint.
Irish. Karen Gillian.
No, she's more famous than her.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, no, but this one of them is also actually, which one's blonde? One of them is blonde. I don't know if the rest of them are blonde. I don't remember.
Certain Disney Plus movie.
There's a certain Disney Plus movie, or not movie, show. She's in a certain Disney Plus show. One of them is in a certain Disney Plus show.
That's Elizabeth Olsen.
Yes, you got that one right. Elizabeth Olsen was connected to that role, but then once she signed on for to become Wanda, they're like, nope, you can't, you can't even think about you.
Probably the better option for her.
Yeah. And then the other one, super famous, she did a lot of indie stuff in the beginning. Now she's super famous. She's has an upcoming Netflix movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, and then the Irish one, the spelling of her name does not make sense to how you pronounce it.
Shania Twain. Was it Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney Weaver.
Yo, hey, you said they're like, the way you say it is not how you print it, how you write it.
No, she's these names, Irish.
I would not know how to pronounce, all right? I would not know how to write if I had to. If you put these names in a spelling bee, I would lose immediately.
She was in the most recent Little Women film adaptation. She was in The Lovely Bones.
Nope, I don't know the name of this girl. Okay,
but you know who I'm talking about? You see her?
I feel like I have a thing, but isn't it like Swarzy or something, like the way you write it?
Yeah, the way you write it is like Swarzy, but the way you pronounce it is Saoirse Ronan, I think. I might be mistaken. Whatever. She's Irish. And she's famous now.
All right.
And then the other two, I don't think you were going to guess. One was Chloe Grace Moretz. I don't remember what she's in. I forget.
Chloe. Yeah.
And then
she's in Kick-Ass.
Oh yeah. And then Shailene Woodley. Do you know who she is?
Oh yeah, that's the one I was thinking about, Shailene Woodley, where it's like
Cheyenne. Shailene. But yeah, she's the one that's engaged to a NFL player, which is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
She's engaged. Anyways.
Oh, damn. Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm, good
mm-hmm,
for him.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers always seemed like a nice, wholesome feeling guy because he's like so timid and yeah, stuff. He doesn't yeah. seem very like active, crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, just for the other ones, Michael B. Jordan and Ray Fisher were talked about for the role of Finn. That was something.
Who's Ray Fisher again?
He plays Cyborg. And then Michael Fassbender was also talked about for Kylo Ren.
Oh.
He is evil already.
I mean, he's a little old,
yeah.
but I could definitely see that. Uh-huh. Like, because he's Magneto. Like, I could yeah. see that really angsty, like, gotta kill something uh-huh. kind of feel.
Yeah. Weird kissing Rey, though, if it was Michael.
I mean, it was already weird that regardless, all right? Like, this one, there was no reason for it, all right? Maybe if J.J. Abrams had his way for the sequel, mm-hmm. there might have been more relationship feels, but there wasn't. There's no reason to just jump into that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. Anyways, but yeah, ugh. Those were all... Ugh. Okay.
Ugh.
It's over. It's fine. You don't have to watch it ever
it's
again.
It's so bad, man.
Anyway, that was
so
what I had
bad.
For all the actors that were connected. There's a bunch more, of course, mm-hmm. because a movie is going to have a bunch of actors and stuff,
yeah.
the audition and whatever. But those are the ones right. that I thought were pretty interesting. And then finally, the ending that you mentioned earlier where Rey was like, I'm a Palpatine. Oh, my God. I can do lightning out of my hands. But mm-hmm. there was a different ending surrounding Rey's like past that they wanted to do mm-hmm. instead of her being a Palpatine. They were actually thinking that she would be connected to someone else. Can you guess who that person is? This person is dead.
Kenobi's.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, they were gonna
yeah
they were thinking of the idea that Rey was gonna be connected to Obi-Wan, and then
yeah, I remember a lot of fan theories thinking that she would be a Kenobi.
Yeah,
because we're like, she can't be a Skywalker because they've done that trope too many times.
Uh-huh.
So, and like Han Solo, that one already has Ben Solo.
Uh-huh.
So we're thinking maybe she could be a Kenobi because it needed to be someone who has like force.
Yeah,
like, you know, who has some force powers and
but
stuff.
No, so. she's a pepperoni.
Hey, she's part of the royal family, man.
Yeah, but I mean, she becomes a quotation mark Skywalker at the end when she's. Then they ask her name and she's like, I'm a Skywalker, whatever.
All of it is dumb. All of that. That's, I know.
We're going to talk about other stuff after this. But to me, 7 was great. 8 was okay. 9 was horrendous. and then from, I'm guessing from you, you just like 7 and then everything else is bad.
So, all right. I'll give you my quick spiel.
Okay.
7, I think, was fantastic because
yeah.
I thought it was a great like reboot, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've never seen any of the other films, if you only watched that one film, you'd probably still like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of people, like, I feel like the critique with 7 was that, oh, they use a lot of the same tropes.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was just like a giant Death Star, and you know,
yeah,
but like
yeah.
there was more to it, and you know, there was like more things, and it was really like, oh, this person is just like, oh, force powerful, and it's like, oh, it's just like freaking Luke Skywalker all over again or something. But I thought it was still like well made and still pretty good, you know. Now the second one, they brought in a new director and then freaking rewrote the script or some crap
yeah.
like that. Like, why didn't J.J. Abrams like put in a new thing? I guess Rian Johnson thought he was going to become the new director or something. I also think it was really dumb that Rose, the Asian girl, had to pretend to sacrifice herself at the very end for life. Because
oh, yeah,
was she was into
weird.
John Boyega.
Yeah.
Even, and then kissed him for no reason. A lot of things that didn't need to happen. And like, one, if John Boyega actually did succeed in like crashing into that thing, they might have solved the problem and not have to be like all hidden and stuff and like worried that they were going to get attacked by this giant thing. You know, they only got saved because of the freaking whatever his name is, you know, that that he was a hologram
in
The Last Jedi.
Luke, yeah.
And like, okay, sure, Rose didn't end up dying, so it's fine. But like, if she died, and she might as well almost have died, then it's like, why are you sacrificing yourself for John Boyega when he was already going to sacrifice anyways? Like, there's no net gain.
Right? Love.
It's like, dumb. They ain't no time for love and war, man. they ain't no time for that.
Oh, my God. Well,
okay.
Yeah,
and then
about
the
last
one. Okay, the last one. All right. One, don't get me started on that kiss. No reason. Why? How? When did Jedi's have healing powers? All right, you tell me. All right. It's just like, why do they have those? And then also, when we go with the storyline, mm-hmm. Palpatine, there was no hint of that at all. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure there was supposed to be hints going up to it. The first film, the seventh movie, kind of had a little bit of a hint because they're like, oh, she has something special in her. Yeah. Sure. All right. The second film, Rian Johnson decides to just cut that thing. Snoke, who the hell is that guy? They just killed him off. Even though we were supposed to think that Snoke was even more powerful, Supreme, that yeah. he had some other hidden thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he was actually Palpatine in like a different form or something. But God damn, like they didn't have any of that stuff. Where the hell did Palpatine and his army come from? We don't care about that. Like it's when that's what happens when you bring in a superhero or a supervillain that no one knew was coming.
Yeah.
It's just trash.
Yeah. That's it for the sequel trilogy. Let's talk about some other things now before we end this episode. I wanted to talk about all the other spin-offs and all the other movies that came out of the Star Wars land, Star Wars universe. And I just wanted to list it off. So like Rogue One, I thought Rogue One was really nice. I thought that was a really good movie. I'm currently watching it right now. Well, not right now, like not we're doing this podcast. There's Rogue One, and then there's now spin-off shows. There's The Mandalorian that mm-hmm. has been really popular. Do you like both of them? Did you like Rogue One and Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked Rogue One. It's not a movie that I would watch multiple times. Uh-huh. I just think it was like a good standalone mm-hmm. film. And then Mandalorian I thought was really good too. Mm-hmm. That was mm-hmm. really nice. It was nice because the first season was kind of almost like a Western where it's like, I like it when you use a world and like a fantasy world or a sci-fi world, but you don't really focus on like the really noticeable aspects. Mm-hmm. For example, in Star Wars, it's definitely Jedis and Star Wars, Skywalkers. It's all that kind of stuff. But in The Mandalorian, you know, you don't even see a lightsaber, you know, in the first episodes. And so, you know, like you don't really think about like that, like tie-in. You do see a Yoda looking guy. Mm-hmm. So like there is that tie-in, but you don't really see Jedis until the next season. Mm-hmm. So I like that. It was really just kind of like we're using this world as a template, but we're really just playing around with whatever we want to do. So I thought that's fun.
Yeah. I really liked The Mandalorian, which I just recently watched as well. And then of course there's the Clone Wars, the animated show. And that's been a thing for a while now. And then now there's the Bad Batch. I don't know if you've heard of that one. Mm-hmm. That one just came out in May. And that's like about the elite clones that are trying to find a new purpose, blah, blah, blah. And then I wanted to ask you, do you know of any of the new ones that are coming up? And can you name them? Which ones are coming up soon, either on Disney Plus or as a movie?
So I know Mandalorian is
okay. No, doing we already a bunch saw. Of spin-offs.
No, there's yeah, so they're yeah, gonna yeah. do the one about what's his name? Like the original clone dude.
Yeah, come on, what's his name?
Is I don't know.
We drink milk tea.
The bounty hunter guy.
Milk tea. Yeah. What you add as a topic? Oh,
Boba Fett. There you go. That's pretty good. That's nice. That was a good one. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, man? You got that one right. Yeah, the Book of Boba Fett is coming out on Disney Plus in December 2021.
They were gonna do one on the lady, like the Resistance or something, but I heard that one got canceled because she got canceled. So they might not do it, or they might just do it with somebody else. Are they gonna do it? They're gonna do it with with Bill Burr?
Oh, I was not informed about that
one. Okay.
That's not on my list.
Then never mind then.
But it could be a thing.
Because like Bill Burr was kind of supposed to be, because he also got left on that planet and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So like I think he supposedly would be like, oh, part of the group that do the new spinoff show.
Uh-huh. I could be. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. It wasn't on my list. I'm not sure. Fans, please email us if that is a thing. Byron. Let us know, man.
My boy Byron. All right. Let us know. I can't think of any other ones. I feel like I definitely know there should be more. Like probably another animated thing or some crap like that. But I don't remember. No. You got to help me out.
Okay. There is a new, they're going to go into the realm of anime and they're going to have this anime 10-part series called Visions, Star Wars Visions. And no one really knows what it's going to be about. It's just going to be like short anime film. So okay. I have no idea what it's going to be about. But they just said it's going to be on Disney Plus, and it's going to be like an anime. So that'll be interesting.
Okay.
And then they're going to have a show about, what is his name? Cassian Andor from Rogue One. It's called Andor. Oh. That's going to come out in 2022. And basically they're just going to talk about his whatever life of how he came to be. And then they're going to have a Obi-Wan Kenobi show on Disney Plus. Ewan McGregor is going to come back as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he is going to have a show on Disney Plus, and it's going to be set 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. And I think it's just going to be like how he like protected Luke and whatever, blah, blah, blah. I think it's going to be the focus on that. And then, of course, Mandalorian Season 3 is going to come out. But I don't know when that's going to come out. And then there's going to be a movie.
Rogue Squadron. All right, keep going.
That movie is coming out. And they don't know when. 2023. And it's just going to be about X-Wing pilots and stuff.
That'd be cool. And I could see that.
So I don't know how much of it is going to be like really tying in with like the whole like stories, but they're just going
to
focus.
I don't think they need to anymore. No. Like, I feel like at this point you have a world, you should just kind of play around with the world. No more. We don't need Jedis anymore. I think we should just like, just stick with like playing around. We don't need them. Like those, you can leave those for like the big movies that they're going to do trilogies. Like, sure. They'll probably do another like Jedi thing. I don't know if they will, because they've already done 9. Yeah. But like, we don't need it. I want you to play around. Let people be creative.
No, I'll play around. All right. Okay. For that one, but that movie will be directed by Patty Jenkins, who is the director for the Wonder Woman movies. And then
she did pretty good for the first one.
Yeah.
Not too good for the second.
So we'll see. Maybe it's every other movie that she does well. Anyways. there's another show that's going to be a spinoff from Mandalorian called Ahsoka. So Ahsoka, there's going to be a show called, there's going to be a show for her, but they don't know when it's coming out yet, but they're making a show for her. And then there's another spinoff from Mandalorian. It's going to be called Rangers of the New Republic, which is basically just going to talk about like the soldiers of the New Republic going around the galaxy and trying to keep
the peace. I think that's the one that was supposed to have the girl in.
Oh.
But then she got canceled.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I'm just reading it right now. There you go.
Yeah. Oops. That's the one that I think maybe Bill Burr will be in because like he's probably part of the crew now, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So there you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot. There's one called The Acolyte. And that one's going to take place before The Phantom Menace. And it's going to be new characters. And they're just going to use that story. And that's going to be another show on Disney Plus. And then there's going to be another show for Lando Calrissian. And I think Donald Glover is going to be playing him, and they're going to have a show for him. They don't know when that's going to come out. And then
they're really pushing on to just getting there. They're milking it, which is fine. I think, which is like Disney's plan, because like they have so much IP on like these like really strong characters. Uh-huh. And then they're just going to make all these movies and shows off of them. Right. Because like Disney Plus, like by itself, does not have a huge library of like movies and everything, you know, like compared to like Netflix or Hulu. Mm-hmm. But they have really strong characters that people already know and love. Mm-hmm, so they can just milk those instead. And I can see that. I can see it working. Like, I'll watch at least half of these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, there's a bunch of untitled ones that they're planning. But there's a bunch of spinoffs coming up. A bunch of movies coming up. So Star Wars is not over, folks. It's never ending. Just like our podcast. Actually.
Yep. Speaking of spinoffs, y'all might see something new. We might have something in the works.
we'll see. Anyways, that is it for our Star Wars trilogy of trilogies. The summer blockbuster season is over. What do you think, Jeremy? What you got, man?
Ooh. I love it, man. I'm just honored to be part of the trilogy of trilogies. To be here holding
what?
Standing side by side with you going through this journey.
What were you gonna say when holding? What were we holding?
Dick to dick.
Okay. All right. That's when my mom stops listening. Bye, mom.
But yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, so stay tuned for our upcoming seasons. We'll try not to let you down, and we'll try not to keep the wait long. But before we start a new season, take us home, Jeremy.
All right. For one last time this season, thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Know This Trivia. Please rate us 5 stars and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on anywhere where you can rate us. Give us 5 stars. And if you have any suggestions for topics or comments about our podcast, things that you might want to see, spinoffs you might want to hear, if you got a question on when our next episode is going to be, who knows? Never. We're going to keep that a little bit of a mystery, but stay tuned.
If you
want any extra info, just email us at theknowthispodcast@gmail.com.
Cover art by Amy Hoffman. Music by Karthik Karbakaran. Edited and produced by Clint Valencia and Jeremy Mack. See you guys next season. Woo! Look under your seats. Okay. Don't.
Here's a podcast for you. Woo! It's a podcast for you. It's a podcast for everybody. Everybody gets a podcast.
I miss Oprah. I wish she came back.